This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I learned something new and vaguely disturbing today, that Andy Byford, who resigned this week as the head of the New York City subway system, is sometimes referred to in that city as train daddy. That aside, the news of Byford's departure after just 2 years on the job is of note because of what that subway system means to the infrastructure of the most economically important city in this country. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Ask a New Yorker what they think about the subway, and you'll probably hear something like what we heard from Peter Tarr, a commuter passing through Grand Central.
This system is a disaster. It was underfunded. It was not maintained properly. It's a disgrace.
A failing subway system isn't just irritating. It has a real impact on the economy. New York City generates almost 5% of the country's GDP, more if you include nearby counties. And a failing subway system has consequences.
Just like if your circulatory system is not working, the rest of you can't function either.
Sarah Kaufman of NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation met me on the platform of the Bleecker Street station.
Business not being done in the city because people are stuck in the subway. Meetings don't happen. Deals don't get made.
But while Andy Byford's been on the job, things improved. Kaufman says he focused on necessary changes, like updating the system's ancient signals, helping increase accessibility, and speeding up the trains. The MTA says last year, 80% of trains were on time. That's up from 67% the year before. Riders have noticed that, and other changes. Russell West takes the 2 and 3 trains to Harlem.
I've appreciated how more forthright they've been. Like, you know what's going on a bit more than I remember knowing what was going on before he got here.
Supporters also say Byford's appeal came down to simply acknowledging that the New York City subway was a disaster.
He didn't blow smoke. He didn't tell us that he could fix something that he knew he couldn't fix.
City Council member Justin Brannan met me on the platform of the City Hall station.
That goes a really long way, especially when New Yorkers are so used to being told by agencies, there's nothing to see here, these aren't the droids you're looking for, keep moving.
In a statement, Byford said the MTA will still go forward with its $51 billion capital improvement plan. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.